don't record that. What's cut that bit out.
I'll cut whoever's name you said out. Don't worry about that.
No, don't cut the whole thing out.
Cut the whole thing out.
Cut the whole thing
from
out.
The group stages.
They're from the schools and all of that. Because that'll be a bit, that's too
welcome
controversial.
To... What's our podcast called?
No, the clubhouse. No, the podcast is called Hepiko He Tanifa. Around every corner, a chief. Crusaders, up yours.
Oh my god, because the Chiefs won the game. Pleasantly surprised.
Okay, welcome to the clubhouse.
Episode?
Who cares about the Crusaders? Stuff you guys. Can't beat the Chiefs. Did you watch that game?
No, I didn't watch the game. I watched Sharks Kings.
How did that go?
Chiefs are number four on the log.
Yeah.
Four from the bottom.
No, it's Crusaders.
Dog, overall log.
They're fourth at the bottom. Not from the bottom,
the Chiefs
from
are
the top.
Actually ninth.
1, 2, 3, 4.
But you guys, we won't make the playoffs.
No,
we
won't make the playoffs.
What number are they? What number are they?
How are Chiefs fourth?
What number are they?
Nine.
They're ninth.
I'm talking about the NZ conference.
Dog, I said overall.
Oh, okay. Fine.
The Chiefs are ninth. And the Chiefs, unfortunately, they won't make the playoffs.
We can't be the same.
Neither will the Highlanders, actually. I think the Stormers are going to sneak in.
Highlanders lost this morning.
Highlanders drew.
This morning.
It's a draw. 24-24.
Highlanders drew the Bulls.
Yeah.
Away or home?
At home.
What's
at
wrong?
The Forsyth Bar. You lie. It has to be.
Yeah, this morning.
It has to be
in New Zealand.
Is Pollard being rested or is injured?
He was playing.
You should know what? SA shouldn't do this.
Need to rest.
You know,
Pollard was playing this morning.
These are things which.
He plays this morning. What's wrong?
Did Skalk get concussed? Because he got concussed, eh?
Skalk
right before halftime, he was going in for a tackle.
He got hit.
Then I think he caught a shoulder.
He
just he got up and finished, but
it's okay, at least that rumor that he's going to be in the World Cup must go away.
I think you could use him.
Did you guys see the best offload in the past 20 years?
By who?
Of if not in rugby, in all sport. Uh-huh. In all sport where you use your hands.
Oh my gosh.
By who?
Malcolm Marks. Lost not this round, last round. But guys, you saw that.
When he failed to put the handbrake down.
You didn't see that?
Wrist one.
It was a wrist one.
Really?
Top of the pole, wrist.
Yeah, but dope. I mean, come on. Mata Ilis was way better.
That's pretty dope.
Okay, fine. Can we say by a South African? By a South African.
Since offload started becoming
was
fashion.
Wasn't that SB Dab? Dmbrizi.
Because SB used to do this. But
SB did the wrist. Even when there's nothing, SB did. Oh.
But I'm happy that SB's been figured out.
Is it?
Bring on the next Oaks.
You see, what you guys don't understand is SB's been. His defense it plays a bigger role than his attack for the Chiefs, for the All Blacks. Guy averages 17 tackles a game.
Okay.
So he's.
I owe you guys an apology.
Mm.
I think I need to be an honorable man.
Oh no, this
there's,
is.
There's not enough honor in Zimbabwe.
Sleight of hand.
No. This is a genuine.
Okay, what happened? What's
but I also expect the same. In the next postcards, if one of my players proves you guys wrong, I also expect the same honor. I apologize for our disagreement. I destroyed my Sharks.
Of course. You thought, it's alright. We'll accept you. You will accept it.
We can move on quickly. So what's the next topic?
With that topic, actually, Steve Hansen was like, he's gonna. He might move Sevilla to 8.
Why?
Because of the aggression.
Is that a fetching role?
No, he wants to. He said. That he doesn't want to put Kane at 6. He wants to keep Kane at 7. And then he's like, I still need both of them on the pitch. So I'm going to put Kane at 7, Sevilla at 8, and Reed at 6.
That doesn't make sense. Why? Because Reed's mobility is compromised. No, but don't you have to be more mobile than 6?
Yeah, Reed will be fine at 6. I think 6 and 8 are pretty much interchangeable. The way they use the All Blacks play at 7, where...
But I'm trying to understand his intelligence. By moving, what's he trying to fix?
Because Adi is a 7.
Because Adi is a 7 and he doesn't want Adi to compete with Kane.
Well, he wants all of them on the park.
He wants all of them
on the park at the same time.
Because they all bring different things, if you think about it.
Kane is your hard worker. Adi is also a hard worker, but his presence just does like a Jerome Kane effect.
One thing you guys didn't have last season was that somebody over the pole. And now that Adi's doing it, I'm a bit worried now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I know now, boy.
The guy's the guy's a great player.
It's good. It's good. It's good that the worries come.
He's such a youngster. Mm. Adi, how old is he? 23?
No, he's older than that. Surely.
How old is Adi?
How old is the bus?
Bus is 29.
You check.
So Adi could be what, 26? Still young. Especially for his position. Apprentice? Because you can go,
Adi is a years young.
Luis Trio, you can go. Like, you actually mature as a Luis Trio in your 30s. Late 20s, early 30s. Yeah. That's when you really hit your. Because when you've learned the game.
When you've learned it.
Like Pocock, Dwayne, Kieran Reed. That's when you actually. Yeah, so the guy's got a solid 5 years of being.
Being at the top of his game. Because I think usually you hit your peak when you're 29. Like you're saying, 29, 30. That's when you hit your peak.
My other worry now is that Thor might be just a year or two over his peak.
Look, his presence, I think, will maybe cover what he lacks in peak performance. But if it's figured out that he's not at peak, there are some people who might be able to capitalize on that. Because also when that guy was peak, Thor.
I think Thor is a bit of a non. Back in the day, in that when he's playing Super Rugby, he won't really distress. But the moment he puts on that green and gold, and that guy is—he's scary.
He's like, a test player.
He's scary. I think there was a time when he was better than Reed, better, hands down.
That Hadi Kabea type.
Yeah,
that's
he was hands down was better just, than Reed.
Remember that offload those two. It was two tries, when he assisted to
at the World Cup.
Yes, there was the World Cup. The
World Cup one broke my heart. So I'm talking. How is he now?
He's doing good now. He started work again on Wednesday.
So you played the island?
Yeah.
High school only?
High school and under 19s, under 21s.
For
senior club.
For island, or club.
In club as well. Like, and we... I was at Leinster all the way through. Like from under 16 all the way through the development pathway.
Yeah.
And then club wise, I was at a club called Lansdowne.
Yeah.
And then.
That's where the Lansdowne Road is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the big stadium?
Yeah, yeah. So I was at Lansdowne and then I played for Old Belvedere. And we won the AIL, which is the club league. Because the way it goes is there's AIL, which is the club league, semi professional. Then you've got Leinster A. And then you've got...
So you're basically two steps away from...
I was Leinster A. I was one close. Step away. Close, but
why did you
the
come
competition.
Back to
the there was nothing.
Competition.
Rugby-wise, there was really nothing for me left at Leinster. And the way Connacht were, they were on a drive to just pick guys, Connacht guys only. Because what had started happening was guys who'd fallen by the wayside all the way through Leinster had gone to Connacht.
Okay.
And Munster were already settled. Ulster, I didn't want to live in Northern Ireland. So I was just like, you know what? Let me stop this rugby thing. Plus, I'm injury prone. Very.
Hamstrings.
Hamstrings, shoulder, ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, hamstrings.
Can someone get a hamstring transplant?
How would that work?
But are you also hamstrings?
Not injury prone at all. Throughout high school, never had a single concussion, single dislocation. Had a couple of ankle issues here, a bit of a hip, but nothing which a painkiller before the game couldn't fix and some strapping. Get to tux, hamstrings.
Mabua.
But it's because of the weight also.
But you gain too much
packed on weight.
Mine is because of hips.
I think at peak fitness, I was at 96, 97 kgs. Fit though, match fit.
Which is good for me. It's very good for me.
So, I mean, this is coming from like an 80, early 80s. Pack on about 15Ks. And then try put it at full speed. Playing in the cold at night as well. Much colder climate. Nah.
96. I thought you'd be heavier actually.
Given I'm sure height. Now I'm heavier.
Given your height. No, but just like when you're saying like at your peak. Because I was 104.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, 104.
It's a lot of.
A lot of weight to carry.
There's a lot of things I realized that we're not doing right in so. But I've got to essay, but that's a discussion for another day. First learned about dynamic stretches when I got to essay.
We used to just stand.
1, 2, 3.
1.
So much. You know, Zimmer's so far behind at this point. I think we're a solid 10 years behind.
Yeah.
Easily. I mean, come watch schoolboy rugby. Not so much the first teams are behind, yeah, but if you look the lower levels,
yeah, guys are,
you'll get a heart attack.
Can guys even throw spinning passes?
No, guys can. No. There's it's guys. Not that bad. It's not that bad, but I mean it's like the nitty gritty. Like if you look at tackle technique,
guys are just jumping when you jump.
Kids, even if you look at first team, senior level now. Kids still don't know how to tackle properly. They still don't know.
Wrong side.
That lead foot, lead shoulder.
Kids, I mean, when we're in grade 3, when you first get in, remember it was still called Colts.
Mm.
Colts
it's
A.
Still
Colts
called
A. Is it still called Colts A? Colts.
And they still have no boots.
Colts B. Colts
when you
A.
play barefoot and you've got barefoot. those 20 liter Red Seal thingies as the little posts.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the day.
And still got those remember, you spend at least 2 to 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Just on how to tackle.
It's changed now.
Literally, they wouldn't. Before we start scrumming and line out, let's just focus on.
I started learning how to tackle in grade 7. But Colts, that's where my headmaster discovered me. He wants to know that one. Give him the ball.
You know, I remember when we did the under 14 clinic recently.
Yeah.
And I was taking the kids for tackle technique. There's this one kid, actually, well, these kids from this certain school, they were diving into tackles like this.
Karam!
They were hitting the bag hard, but they're just going,
Karam! No hands, rubbing after.
And I'd be like,
there's nothing. Head first.
Look, ma, no hands.
And then I'd ask him, what are you doing? I'm hitting it hard, sir.
No.
He's like, ah.
Hitting what? With what?
With what? No, I'm just diving in and hitting hard. Who taught you that? My coach. So we get it wrong from the very bottom. I mean, if you watch SA under 20 play, have you watched them play yet this year?
No.
Yeah. Ooh,
and then they woke up.
Then number 10, that boy.
Dog, their captain.
Oh, Pepsi. Ah, Pepsi, okay, but Butelezi. Ah, he's.
Jeez. What number?
He's lovely. Number 7. It's lovely to watch.
He's from the Sharks.
Should check it out.
Is he the
boss?
Guy who's dabbled a bit in
Super Rugby? DHS old boy.
I think they're playing. They should be playing today. I might be lying. I don't know when they're playing. But should check out the next.
Yeah. In Australia, pretty sharp,
it's
eh?
Nice. It's lovely to watch.
What's happened to Aussie right
Namibia's now? Namibia's in the freaking World Cup. Namibia's there.
Are they
in Argentina?
Yeah, they are there.
And Russia.
In the Anthony World Cup.
Huh. Russia is a team.
Guys, World Cup or World Trophy?
World Cup.
No, man.
They are different venues, huh?
No, man, it's World Trophy. It's not World Cup.
Under 20 championship.
Aren't they different venues?
They're playing in Argentina. Argentina are there.
Argentina are there, but Namibia is not there.
Namibia and Russia are World Trophy.
Namibia is there. So yeah, is the tournament
trophy.
On at the same time?
World Trophy is a second tier, guy. Don't
is it this. On at the same time?
But they're still not playing the top teams.
Yes or no?
Either way.
Because I saw Namibia play against
Argentina. Or something. Yeah.
So they're there.
No, they played against Argentina 15.
Argentina 15.
They played Argentina's senior, like with Landaho and them.
Saka.
Who played?
Is it the same tournament?
Namibia.
It's a different
under
tournament.
20.
You're in Namibia.
Under 20. Played.
No.
Namibia themselves are playing Argentina 15.
No, Namibia, the senior team.
Not World Wishers. It wasn't World Wishers that was playing two days ago.
2 days ago on YouTube. I watched that game on YouTube. GS. It was on YouTube. I watched it
It was on YouTube. It was live on YouTube.
And it was on SuperSport.
Yeah, true.
And it's not under 20s.
It's not under 20s. Landaho was playing. So how do you not know this? You played against Namibia. But did you not recognize any of their names? Did you not recognize any of their faces?
I didn't look. I just saw Namibia. Pasco. And got ah.
It was a Namibia.
It's Nations Cup. So it's Namibia full team. The full team was playing against World Argentina. Wishes.
So it's tier one.
Yeah, they play against Argentina 15. Mm-hmm. And then Uruguay played against Russia. That same evening.
It's the World After. Wishes.
Yes. The Yankees. It's Nations Cup.
Yeah, it's time of November.
No. Nations got suspended.
No.
Hmm? Nations got suspended.
No. It's not the fighting. It's another one. It's a different one.
Bruh.
She's confused.
Abba Nachos got suspended and then the Lions play very well. Without him.
Oh, for fighting with his teammates.
Yeah.
What a douchebag.
I don't know who he had an altercation with some teammate of his.
And he refused to go for polls or something.
He did something
on the field. Lost.
And then someone came down on him.
And then he was suspended. About the replacement 10 this past weekend. The Lions were doing well.
What's his name?
I forget his name. They were playing very well.
What, Lombard?
Was it Gianni Lombard?
I think so. But that guy came on and he's like,
skinny
ah, Jesse.
Was he tall and skinny?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I'm not giving
Lombard.
It back. I'm not giving
good
it back.
Player, man.
I'm not giving it back.
You might have found your solution, Bubba.
No, I've got our solution.
What is your solution?
Good. I was actually talking to a fellow Box fan this past weekend.
So you two are lying to each other?
Okay, no, what's your solution? What's your solution? Your solution?
Current posh. Simple.
Because this is what you said last time. But we will see. You're consistent.
Could this Natchez issue affect his pick for Springboks?
Yeah. What do you think of Kwaka? Should he, shouldn't he?
Look, you already know what I thought
Pudo.
of Adi Sevilla. I'm not a big fan of small, nimble, energetic
Jack Russells.
I'm not a fan of Jack Russell, these true guys. They just don't do it for me.
What do you prefer?
And if you're going to have that type of player, it must be premium. It must be a premium Jack Russell. Pure breed. Not a cross. Pure. That one you get papers for.
Not a cross with
both. Anything else. not a cross. Not a pavement special. And for me, Kwaka is a poor man's Audi. So if I already have reservations about Audi, which have been proven wrong, I'm sorry. Kwaka is just not Bob material.
You reckon? I think he's what the box need.
What happened to Marcel Kutsia?
He's enjoying life in Ulster.
Let's pick Marcel. Because for me, he's that type of player, but he's got the bulk. It's just injury.
It's not all about bulk anymore. It's not all about bulk anymore.
The game is swinging back in the favor of bulk, eh?
Guys. Really?
It is.
Not necessarily.
How? Okay, how?
Look what Ireland did. When they got to number one, didn't they spend a day or just number two or just under by a few points?
Just under.
Just under, like.
Just under.
But they were close to. Okay, they were number one in terms of like season or like form, but not overall tape. They got the simple, basic. Keep it in the forwards until it opens up. Get a classic number 10 who knows how to control it with the boot and with the hands. Basically, what Box are doing during the days of Jake White and. Yeah, and your good friend, Pete Villiers.
Pete
Villiers.
Do you know why I argue about with that point? I think the top 14 is case in point, where the teams with the most bulky, with just the bulky players, aren't performing as well. Because if you look at Racing Metro and Toulouse, they don't have. Gigantic. They don't have huge forwards typically.
Yeah.
But they are the most entertaining teams to watch in France. Mm. And if you look at La Rochelle, when they nearly won the Bouclier or whatever, same thing. They weren't.
For me, the French overdo it. Eh? When I say big, I'm not saying like.
Yeah, I
like. Because what the French are obsessed. The French are obsessed.
Six Nations, Peg was one time.
100 and,
yeah. The French. They
yeah,
just.
The French go.
They just think that if you keep on upsizing. I mean, Pastrot is a prop.
The fast player.
But this is
that
why.
Guy is a prop.
This is why.
Let's face it.
This is why.
What he's got no business to playing in the line.
You know, this is why I honestly think that the top 14 is the toughest league to play in Europe. Because of that.
Yeah.
You can't go every week in, week out.
Those collisions.
You can't be playing as men that size. You can't. Week in, week out.
And then play European.
And then play European rugby.
Nah.
You know?
You need to be conditioned enough to be able to.
Getting steamrolled.
So, and the thing is, so you get conditioned to big collisions, and then you get to test match, you're not fit enough to run 80 minutes because now you have to. Yeah.
You're all big units. But speaking of Ed de Villiers, did you hear his voice notes? Was that during the week?
Did he send a voice note?
It was last week.
Was it at the end of last week? It was last weekend.
Last week.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
He sent a voice note?
Yeah, he sent
a few voice notes, not just one.
To who?
He's speaking to Robert Marawa.
So what's Rob doing? Because he's fired as well. So it was the plan leading the... There was a fire, another fired man complaining to another fired man.
Rob's fired.
Yeah.
From SuperSports.
What
does he whistle blue, some sexual harassment ones. Like he's done in the past.
Oh. How's Pearl taking that?
No, he wasn't sexually harassed. He whistled blue.
Oh, he whistled blue.
Because some...
Hell Tusi.
Some seniors at SuperSport were allegated or were accused of sexually harassing some young girls. Super
sport. So he stood up for the girls.
Yeah, as he always does.
That's horrible, bro. How can you do that?
With the wife like Pearl, why wouldn't you?
Hey, well, that's,
he's still with Pearl. It's old news, isn't it?
Is he still with it?
I feel like,
no, I think they're
still there.
They're together.
Yeah. What are the voice notes saying?
Same
stuff we're talking about.
Players not getting paid, him being told to pick from certain pool of players.
He also complained about that stuff.
And he was talking about equipment. And I get 5 balls, man.
No, I got 20 balls.
Can you believe? 5 balls.
I've got doctors in my team, man.
No,
okay, not paying for that.
Then he got locked out of his flat when he came back from seeing his daughter. What else did they complain about?
But some of it must be factually true, guys.
Not some of it.
No, it's all true.
All of it's all true.
You can't just say he's a crap coach.
He is.
No, he still is.
Okay, so
he doesn't have a level 3.
It was a.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't even have a level 2.
Does Jake have any papers?
Jake went.
Yeah.
During his days, didn't you didn't need to do papers in those days.
But he went. But he went. But he went to all these courses.
Or Jake went and...
Jake went, yeah. Back when he was, what was it called? JP.
JP Boys.
JP Boys, yeah, when he was there.
He's also got a bit of a fairy tale story, yeah?
Yeah, I read his book. Good book, huh?
Yeah.
Very good book. Very, very good book.
And to be honest, he revolutionized rugby. There was a time when people knew that, okay, territory counts.
Yeah.
Big men counts. Solid defense counts. And I'm happy that Springboks are no longer trying to play a brand of rugby which is just not suited to our tradition.
Stick to what you're good at.
Yeah, sprinkle it here and there. The Lions have started playing expensive rugby and they've done it for over many years. There's always guys from the Eastern Cape who can always put flair.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got one or two or three, four players in a system which plays traditional scopo and donor rugby, then so be it.
You see, that rugby is winning rugby. That's knockout rugby.
And that's what Crusaders play, to be honest.
It's knockout rugby.
Crusaders actually doesn't really play your flair New Zealand rugby. And they've been winning.
Ah, when it opens up, it becomes lovely.
But they open up after they made a mistake, right? They play off your mistakes. They've got a solid defense. And then then you can swing, throw it around.
Mm. I mean, they just got unlucky that, you know, 20 minutes of mistakes was all the Chiefs made. And from then on, it was just...
Ah, these Chiefs supporters.
Bang, 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 bang.
They're
bang,
like, oh bang, my gosh.
You guys are seriously not going to take Blam to the World Cup.
No, he must not. I'd rather take Severis any day.
Thank you.
George Bridge, Severis. Guy who against
Sharks last weekend.
Was
a problem. Was it Blam himself?
Problem, yeah. That
guy was a problem.
Lemano Juma. Lemano Juma.
Well, that's it.
He's been preparing for a long time, and his streaks are just like this. But the problem is when that stuff ends, zero.
Can't get.
But are you guys now settled in the backline?
All Blacks?
Yeah.
Hey, they're seeing fire. Selecting.
I don't think so.
You now know you're starting one, number 10 to 15.
Did you just beat me, bro? Oh my god.
There's a few missing capes.
There's, I don't know, huh? I'm not
key positions.
Yeah, midfield is the issue. Tell because
they've got a lot.
Because there's a lot to think about. I think to be honest, 12 is the only jersey that's really not
that's settled.
That's up for debate.
Laomape's okay. And crew.
Because you've got Laomape, you've got Nonu, you've got Sonny Bill, and you've got
Sonnyville inside.
Ah, bro.
Sonnyville's an inside.
Cause.
I mean, what you got to think about is now...
Oh, yeah, he was inside when Conrad was outside, eh? No, Conrad.
Nonu was...
It was Conrad and Nonu for the longest of times.
For the longest time.
And then Sonnyville... So who did Sonnyville replace?
Nonu.
At outside.
At inside.
Or
when Sonnyville... Even when Sonnyville came on, Nonu would shift to outside.
Okay.
So... You've got that conundrum because right now Nonu is low error rate. He's doing the right things at the right time. He's playing really well and he's got experience as well.
In the World Cup knockout rugby, you need that all.
You need that with Crotty. Crotty's got a glass jaw. Crotty can just get concussed anytime.
That's how many weeks? 6 weeks.
Yeah,
depending on severity.
He got concussed 3 times last year.
Yeah,
that's too many. And then. I mean, and then also now you've got Leonard Brown. Well, Leonard Brown is I think the backup 13 personally. I think he's the backup 13. If I was picking the midfield, I'd honestly go Sonnyville, Goodyear, Nonu, Leonard Brown.
Yeah, because then you take Nonu as part of the coaching team.
Exactly.
Because that's apparently that's what these guys now do. They now need a whole leadership team.
Exactly.
Which co-coaches with the.
And then one of the weaker group games, you pair Leonard Brown and Goodyear, because that is their center pairing for the future. As much as Laomape brings it, Leonard Brown and Goodyear complement each other brilliantly, because Leonard Brown, his versatility is off the charts. Laomape is not versatile. Again, if you have injury issues, Laomape can only play 12.
Yeah.
You can't do the job at 13, mm-hmm. You know. So, and with Crotty again, glass jaw. So Leonard Brown has to go. Goodyear and Leonard Brown have to go. It's the
so
other two.
So you leave Crotty at home?
Yeah.
What's always nice about the All Blacks selection is always that one guy who gets left at home who thought would never get left at home.
Sonny Bill is definitely going.
What? Was Cruden left home? Who was left home?
At it was Crotty.
No, I'm saying at last 10. World Cup, yeah. Wasn't there a shocker?
It was Cruden.
Who was our sub 10 in 20?
It was Carter and Barrett.
So they
Kratz was left at Cavern.
Yeah. Okay.
That's intense.
Which?
Life is intense.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
What are our predictions for Super
Rugby? Crusaders to win it.
I think Jaguares might be in the final.
Jaguares is playing Sharks in Argentina.
Today? Tomorrow?
Good luck, Sharks.
Jaguares is going to take it.
Good luck, Sharks.
I think they'll be in the final.
Good luck, Sharks.
Oh, yeah, because they're top of the...
SA conference.
They will win it though.
Brumbies, Waratahs.
Brumbies.
Brumbies. Reds.
Over the Tahs.
Rebels, yeah.
That tomorrow.
I say Rebels, but then. Actually,
is it Reds Rebels? Wait.
Yeah, it's Crusaders Rebels.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. That's Crusaders.
Abba Cooper isn't playing. Tumu is at 10.
Other fixtures?
Lions, Hurricanes. Canes.
Give it to the Canes.
Stormers, Sunwolves.
Stormers.
Then, of course, Jaguares, Sharks.
Jaguares.
Ah, for sure. You can hit that. This Highlanders Blue Bulls score is quite surprising.
What is it?
24-24. Draw. The final score.
Ah, too many draws in Super Rugby this year.
Yeah. Surprising ones is that.
I was going for...
Crusaders Islanders. Drew twice. Chiefs, didn't they? Chiefs drew as well at some point.
I think, isn't...
When Damien failed to convert...
Isn't that like a trend where people are now like, you know what, get the points, stay as close as you can? Because like with this Highlanders Blue Bulls game, there were lots of kicks for posts by the Bulls to stay close to the
scoreboard ticking.
Yeah,
that's a principle of
always,
top flight.
You always want to have a fighting chance. So if you've got opportunity to get
points, stay within
right now,
one score, brother.
Later on, when the tide turns and you've got an opportunity, you know that. If we score this, we're in the lead and we can close.
You know, momentum shifts.
Yep.
Yeah, rugby. Yeah.
Every single time, momentum shifts.
And Aaron missed up this game.
If you fail to handle the pressure, whether it's shifted against you or for you, then that will lose you the match.
Speaking of pressure, because a lot of games as well during halftime in this season Super Rugby, they'll be one-sided. Second half comes in, other team comes back. A lot of games have been like that as well.
Which is a bit weird in terms of you look at the professionalism aspect of it, because I mean you can't just take your foot off the pedal and become complacent when you're winning. Like that's a no-no.
Yeah.
That's a no-no.
High school errors.
You
need to put foot on throat.
Snap the throat.
Dolo.
Dolo on throat.
Dolo on throat.
In a compromising position, you need to finish the move.
Finish.
Remember that was the biggest criticism of New Zealand rugby, was that they'll pass up on a lot of kickable
penalties.
Go for the line out.
Go for the score. Go for the tries. Go for seven, not for three. You can't do that anymore. Yeah. The way defensive systems have evolved, it's not as easy to break a team down. It's not as easy.
Guys can defend on the 5 meter line until you knock it on.
And that rush defense, that line speed is not as easy. I mean, yeah, now there are more and more ways to get about it, to go around it. But, man, if guys are rushing and they're putting shoulders on, regardless of whether you change your angle, that's a different story altogether. Yeah. That's just like, sure.
But I was watching the Highlanders earlier. When you're on attack and you're in the red zone, you actually need to extremely up the tempo.
You have to know.
Yes. It's no longer guaranteed that red zone equals try.
Exactly. The two places on
if
the
you
field.
Don't have the tempo and you just give a sniff or you just show a glimpse of being confused and not being in the right position, defense will just attack that.
It's over.
Even mauling tries are no longer a guarantee. Because what people realize, they're like, okay, rush the organization is now on point. Let's do the maul. But now people are sacking mauls as well.
So either sacking or out driving.
Yeah. So now it's.
Because people usually take a bit of time to set up, then they compose and start. Other teams defensively, as soon as you hit the ground, all of them are in there.
Going back.
That dummy drive is the best thing at the moment.
Shifting point of contact. Yeah. Shifting point of contact has always been. And right now I don't see anyone defending it properly.
Our good friend Nick Mallett still thinks
it's
illegal. Still think it's one huge flaw in the game because he says it's unfair,
but for most teams when you
he
get
says
there,
that do that anywhere else on the field is track and trailer, right?
Yeah,
except on a lineout. So he says he doesn't understand the logic.
I think it's unfair because most teams when they get to the five and they do a lineout, they're gonna score. it's a try for most teams.
But it's not that easy to execute, which is why most teams don't do it.
Really?
Aren't you worried going into the World Cup? Did you see the kick Boyden missed against Sharks?
No, I didn't watch the game.
Literally.
I didn't watch that game.
So literally maybe 10 meters.
But that's Boyden's, that's Boyden's flow.
See, the thing with him is he's inconsistent. When he's on, he's on.
With his kicks.
You know what I want?
His kicks. When he's on, he's on. When he's off, eh?
But
I want Boyden buried with Hayden Parker kicking.
You can't get it all, boss.
Because Parker can kick.
But we know the last 20 minutes, Mwanga will come on, Boyden to fullback.
And Mwanga is
and Bender to the wing.
A boss with that.
Why didn't you just start that way?
Because Boyden is better.
Because you know Bender has got that Vaseline. I call it that Vaseline.
So hard
stick.
to get to I don't know what ground.
Really, Baba, that's
just slides off. People just slide off.
No, but
he's wearing Teflon.
Which is so aggressive in contact. Yeah. That's the thing.
That you think you have him.
Yeah. And then he fights.
But those are things which you were taught as kids, which kids are no longer being taught now. Yeah. That whenever you get tackled, that doesn't mean you're now going down.
Again.
Fights. Conrad Smith also.
Same thing. Actually, the similar running styles. It's as if he's going a bit low.
Do you know what the thing is? I think kids are being, coaches are being complacent in that they're not teaching kids to be rugby players, they're teaching kids to play a system.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being an all-round rugby player and just playing a system. You have kids have 1-3-3-1, 2-4-2, whatever it is, ingrained in them. They can run it with their eyes closed. But the moment the game opens up, support lines and all of that go out the window. And that's a really big issue.
I've seen a lot of basics which are not being dealt with at school board level. Diving on the ball was one of those. We were told when we were kids, don't try pick
don't
up.
Don't try fly
hack it. Don't dive on that ball. First thing is secure. At George's versus John's, I don't know how many kids were trying to pick up rolling balls. Knocking them on.
Shine, baba. They want the shine.
Want to pick it up and see the white line.
I think also it's the culture that surrounds it now.
Do you know another thing that
that's
quite sad about turnover ball? If you do gather it, for it's instinct, boss, get it out wide and let them go. Don't try to do magic in the middle when you've got seven people on your outside and you've got three defenders.
Yeah, get it out wide, but then problem is, again, get it out wide, but don't be frantic when you do it. You have people just wanting to just...
You still need to try and pass.
That's the thing. It gets it's out simple. Wide. When you get out, I don't
but
mean all
seven
skip all six people in between. Just, bruh, you already know the formula. I've got the ball. There are three guys there. Draw pass, it's game over. It's
Manje,
not even something you should
Manje,
think is amazing to do or anything. Just,
those fundamentals are very tricky. We'll talk semantics, right? You just said get it out wide, and it. Before you elaborated and expanded on that point, Mfana will be like, turn over, let's get it wide.
Yeah.
Even when you go at training at OH, turn over, muna no mwazi, pass, and you're like, why? Why are you trying
just
to skip three people?
Hands.
Just
cut out.
Go
hands.
One. Two.
Because that skip pass, the ball is floating for so long that you've actually given the defense a chance to regroup.
And when
get
it goes
to where
one,
the point
you're forcing
contact.
The first defender to check before he shifts. The second defender has to check. By the time he gets to the wing, there's a gap.
People underestimate how the time the ball spins in the air can make or break any movement.
True that.
It really, really does.
You see it more in the midfield where it's like, you don't have much reaction time.
Mm-hmm.
If I see someone throwing a skip pass, not really, hallelujah.
Interception.
That's who's got his hands up.
Not interception.
If you're
gonna hit him.
No, you never go. Don't ever go for the intercept. The intercept is a stupid thing. Hit the guy.
Dog, if you munch them, there's no one behind him. It is an easier turnover than trying to go for the intercept. Hit him, drive him back, get him down on your feet. You're contesting
intercept.
For that ball.
do you know how easy it is when a backline, when guys are running and then there's just a one pass, like, and you're like, ah, perfect.
And they put your hands up so we can see.
Perfect. because you have time. While that ball's in there, you have time to actually say, okay, that's my hit. And you can tell the guy inside, my hit, cover my inside, cover my outside.
And the thing is, as soon as you hit, your supporters, your pillars on defense, we're already going through that game. Turnover. It's either a try or a penalty.
And again, I was... The one thing we have, just I'm talking from a Zimbabwean rugby perspective, we are still very delusional in that we think that we're a country full of runners. We're not, okay? We're not. There's some size in Zim. There's some size. Given that all the pros have made it from Zimmer forwards,
we should focus on that. We're actually big boys.
We've got some size. We've got the ability to actually really have a really mobile forward pack. I'm not saying our backline players aren't great, but let's stop trying to emulate New Zealand and play like Fiji.
And this is what I've always said. Like, uh-huh. This is where, when the Bulawayo schools were still good, when it was not just only Falcon, but when the other ones were also competitive, your CBCs, your Plumtrees, it was because there were big boys in the packs. And guys would, as our former high school coach would say, rover them in the forwards, boys.
The game is always won in the forwards. The backs just decide how much.
Yeah.
We just decide the margin.
And as long as your forwards don't set that tone, it's going to be a hard day in the office.
There's this John's... I think it's number two.
That dude...
He's a long day at the office.
That kid made people see fire. Everyone who watched that game was like, this boy...
He's a very long...
Just, you know what I like? Baptize you.
Classic.
Baptize you.
Classic, simple rugby. He wasn't, you know, goose steps. Why is the number two goose stepping?
Run your line, Baba.
Ball under the arm. Gah. Hand out. Gah. No body position.
This hand on the ball under the arm sometimes. Yeah, that will work when you've gone through the gap and is now me in the line. But right now, you can't have four defenders in front of you and already pack it up.
Yeah.
Because, talk, if that offload is there...
See, now, imagine if you had the handoff, because he's got a mean handoff. Yeah. Imagine if you had the handoff and the offload. But the problem is he didn't have support. He was getting isolated most of the time.
That's the other one. Yeah.
This is where you need to ask yourself, he didn't have support. What were the lines of support running that these kids have been taught? You know, that's the thing.
But you see what I actually believe about support running. You don't teach a kid or a team a specific line. The drills that you do will make that player actually see what best line it is for him to actually move.
Where the space is because your support line isn't set in stone.
Exactly.
Your support line is never set in stone.
You have to find it at that moment.
Yeah. If you step, it's like, you step this way, I've got to realize there's space this way. Let me change my angle and go. But some people, you step this way.
You can't.
They even go like, why didn't you pass? Why didn't you pass?
It's like, bro. Scissors might not work for the situation we're going into.
Just be around.
Be fluid.
But if you see that I'm going out and I'm drawing this wing, there's a gap inside there.
Might even be a kick through.
Yeah.
Might be a grabber through.
So that's the thing. Our coaching shouldn't teach. Hey, when you're supported, you need to run that. Nah, bro.
What you need to work do, on those what those jewels do, find they, space, they, adapt they nurture to the instinct. Space
that is open.
You know the diamond thing? The diamond
formation, drill.
Yeah. Do you know, like, if you're on my left, I pass to you on my left, right? You're going to change your angle and attack the defender. The guy who's in behind is actually supposed to fill in that space, Chief, on your left that you just left. Because you created space. And then I've just played you. I'll then hang back and then look for whichever side you pass to fill in that space and go. But people don't understand this. Kids do not realize.
I know Rambaripa big.
And then you end up having a drill where you're going.
There's a lot of drills which are now taking kids' instinct away. And it's killing the game. Do kids still do corpus dump?
Yeah, they do.
You, maybe your team. All teams. Because Copa Stamp is in money.
My team has to do it. Because there's no way.
I've seen the schoolboy rugby used to be aggressive.
It needs to be aggressive.
If it was a derby, it used to, you know that if it's Falcon CBC, there's going to be six fights. There should be a yellow card somewhere. There must be a dangerous dump tackle.
Something.
There was.
It needs to be something.
You, the crowd would hear the whoa. You, now it's like guys are just being brought down. The big guys are running through the small guys.
The game is getting.
I mean, scrummies used to be that most cheekiest, most irritating guy in the team. The guy who goes and picks a fight on.
Now the
on now the number eight.
Now the props are.
From someone.
The most irritating guys in the team.
And you can't bully or throw us around.
Because you're so heavy.
The props used to be the quiet ones.
Exactly.
You know what ruined props? Mobile props.
Mobility
made. Gave,
talk to us.
Gave props very
heavy. Ever Monday money, my own, who can do it?
Me a gap and go next.
The funniest is when a prop goes out to a backline player. It's like, yeah, let's raise 20 meters. And you're just like,
shut up, bro.
Shut the fuck
up. Shut up, bro.
But you do that, though.
Well, yeah? Final round for Super Rugby. And anything else happening weekend? Warriors.
OH Matt Warriors.
If they turn up today.
Apparently, do they have fuel?
No, they do.
They do have
fuel. They've got everything.
Paid for,
so why wouldn't they turn up?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, where is the game?
Older Aryans.
3:30.
St. George's and Kyle.
Woo!
At Kyle. Yeah, Jesus.
So are you driving down?
Yeah. We're supposed to leave today, but then it's been changed. Now we're leaving tomorrow.
Name of Vikings.
I hear Kyle over the years they've changed their program up. I hear they're very. Didn't they win the one time?
Now they're ranked top in the power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, how can
that
you not? How can you not when you've got a team full of 19-year-olds?
Oh,
they do have team.
They have a team full of 19-year-olds, bro. Like,
I don't think any of them are eligible.
But guys, let's not complain. The big teams have been recruiting left, right, and center for many years. Now that Kyle is doing it.
Recruiting Daras or recruiting players.
Recruiting Daras. None of them can go to Craven.
None of them can go to Craven.
Let's not forget that beast was from Churchill.
Hey, but he wasn't a Dara.
But he wasn't a Dara. That's the thing.
He was able to go to Craven.
What we do, Clubhouse episode 11.